This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Thanks for tuning into the broadcast. We'll be back next week with a new live episode, so stay tuned.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all of your gardening questions. So feel free. Give us a call. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, it's awfully cool right now, but gonna heat up again yesterday, today, tomorrow, and the next day. Whew. Going through a pretty big heat wave around here. It's gonna be hot. Not going to want to be spending too much time outside. If you can this morning, when it's nice and cool, get out there and get the garden watered. Get some of those watering tasks done. If you got to mow the lawn, do it early. You got to do some things out in the garden. Just get out there now if you can, if you're awake. Because it's just going to get hotter as the day goes on. The next few days this way. So our plants are going to start to feel it. We had some nice weather last week, if you will. I guess it was nice weather compared to what we're getting. You know, just in the 80s. You like the warm weather? That's for you, I guess. I'm not a hot guy. Yeah, I could deal with 60s and sunny all day. But we all have our preferences. But this weather is going to take some toll on your gardens, your lawn, your plants. You know, really try to get out there in the mornings, if you can, the next few days here, and really help out that garden. Because you're going to notice some of your plants you just put in, even some more of the established plants are going to dry out a little bit in this weather. I think I say it every time, but it reminds me every time just looking at them. I put in hydrangeas at least 3 years ago. They wilt in this heat. You know, they've been established. They don't need to be watered by hand like I've always, you know, like you do in the first season or so. But it's something to really be looking at weather-wise and taking care of your plants. So we can talk about a bunch of different things. So definitely give us a call. And I know we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to it. Nathan, who's up first?
Eleanor in Maine.
Eleanor, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can I help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I am calling about a holly bush. It's very healthy. It has loads of red berries on it. It's probably 15 years old, but it gets, right now, there's black all over the leaves. And I've heard you speak about it before, that we have to wash it off.
Yep.
As best we can, maybe with a pair of gloves and so forth. But then what? Is there a spray? That's what I didn't know.
So there is a spray for it. So the sooty mold is just the after effects, right? It's a combination of some different. All right. Good morning, gardeners. Sorry about that. We were running a different show. I was having a little bit of connection problems, but back as I'm used to having these issues, right? We actually just upgraded our whole system at home and forgot to reconnect one of my computers to the Wi-Fi, so that was having a little bit of issue, so I apologize. But I am here and live, good morning. Give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all of your gardening questions. So feel free, give us that call. We'll do everything we can to help you out. And we'll be, like I said, we'll be here till 10 o'clock. Thank you for bearing with me this morning and last week. I took a little bit of vacation, enjoyed some time away with the family. So now I'm back here to help you. Temperatures have cooled down a little bit, so that's nice, right? We can actually enjoy ourselves a little bit outside in the garden instead of having that heat wave that we've been having. I know it's going to hit 90 again today, but it's we've had some nice couple days, right? Later in the week, this week, it'll go back to the 80s and even some 70s for the weekend, so I'll enjoy that. I'm not sure. I know you guys will too, but definitely let us know if you have some questions. We've been away for a week, so I want to make sure I can help you out the best I can. We've also, you know, with all this heat, maybe some of the plants that you have, some of the issues might be going on, maybe some watering issues, those types of things. So definitely... you know, take a look into what's happening. We've talked about for weeks now how we, you know, the watering, deep watering, instead of just having, you know, putting a hose out there or a sprinkler system out there for just a little bit. Deep watering is what we've talked about. And I want to make sure we continue that with the warm weather on its way here. So definitely keep... deep waterings versus, you know, sprinkler systems a couple times a day. Let's look and see what we can do to definitely deep soakings. The deeper the soaking for the water for the plant, the deeper the roots will go, which means long term they'll actually not need as much water. Natural from you, they'll take it naturally and it'll absorb it a little bit because the roots are going to be deeper, absorbing more. So they're going to be longer, they're going to be bigger, etc. Instead of just sitting at the surface trying to absorb that water that's coming down. So definitely some of the reasons behind it to have that deep waterings. That's definitely helpful. So definitely. Take a look at that this season and going forward. A lot of you, if you've had some issues with the plants, I've talked about it for weeks now. The when it's over 85 degrees, it's way too hot to be spraying anything for insects. So I know some of you have been trying to find those times. We just had a few of those days if there were some issues. And I know we've had some... I know there was a shortage out there of some of the organic and synthetic type products, not being able to get what you need. So it's you know, what can you do, right? There's some home-based type sprays that you can make, you know, almost like an insecticidal soap, using a Dawn dish detergent and water, mixing it. We can go about that a little bit later, explain how much to use that if you can't get it. So that's one thing we can be discussing later today. We can also, you know, What's going on out there with your plants? Are you seeing a decline in them? Are you seeing insects? What are you seeing? Let's figure out some of the things that we can do to help you out with that. So call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And again, we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all of your gardening questions. I do appreciate you guys sticking with me this morning. And glad I got to take a little bit of time off last week, come back rejuvenated and excited to come back here and help you guys. So, you know, we have a bunch of different plants that are blooming right now. One of my favorites right now is the paniculata type hydrangeas, the white cone-shaped hydrangeas. They're looking gorgeous right now. Rose of Sharon is blooming right now. Lots of perennials. So it's a great time of the year to be adding some summer color, getting ready for fall. You know, we're not far from fall, right? We're about a month and a half away from fall, but never too early to get started, right? Give us a call here. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890, BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I know I do have a few phone calls on the line, so I want to get right to it. Nathan, who's up first today?
Bob is in Lowell.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. I hope your vacation was enjoyable.
Thank you. It was.
Good to have you back.
Thank you.
Calling in regards to a bush we've never, ever had problems with, a euonymus bush. And for whatever reason this year, we have white specks on the leaves. And we have a little bit of dieback on some of that. We've had the thing for 30 years, never seen a problem with it. And this is the first year. So I'm just giving you a call to find out what I could use to maybe get those white specks and get it back healthy again.
Okay, and it's all over the leaves, or is it all over the...
That's correct. It's all over the leaves, and it is on some of the stems, too.
Okay, is it more like an insect, that's mobile?
Because
sometimes there's a euonymus scale that is just, it goes crazy on it. It can look almost completely white. It can go on the stems. It can go on the leaves all over it. And then there's also like a powdery mildew. But powdery mildew, you could wipe off like a powder. You wouldn't be able to feel it. So I would want to say it's probably euonymus scale just based on knowing what's been, what I've seen out there at this point. These would be like little, almost very, very small. They're
very small. Yeah.
They would be very small, little like white dots. Some, they would have maybe a little bit of like a brown or a black spot to it in some spots. Are you seeing that? Or?
They're completely white.
Completely white?
Yeah. Okay. And they're not round. They're more elongated, but they're very, very small.
Okay, if they're elongated like that, then they're probably going to be that scale, the euonymus scale.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can use a couple things. You can use some different products, such as All seasons oil. I'm trying to think of what might actually be out there right now because I know there's a shortage of insecticides. I know it sounds bad, but there are some actual shortages of insecticides. So you could use like a neem oil if you could find it. You could also use like an all seasons oil to be spraying on it. What it's doing, so if it gets too much of an infestation where it covers it, it can actually kill the plant. So that's, you know, obviously not what we want to happen. So you can spray it. The other thing on some of it, you could actually kind of just wipe it off just to try and get as much of it off as you can to get rid of it. Trying to think if what we can do is there's a systemic insect control that you could use from Bonide. That's synthetic. It would be a concentrate that you could spray on the plant itself. It's just called systemic insect control.
How about insecticidal soap, something like that?
So you could use like the insecticidal soap if you can. If you can find it out there, that would be fine.
I have
to
some,
use.
Yeah.
Again, like I said, I've just so being at the nursery, we've had some issues getting some of the products. So all the companies are having because so many people are working from home and doing everything from home, everybody's taking care of products. So products are going off the shelf quickly. So in my head, I'm looking at the shelf at work and saying, okay, which ones are actually there? So it's taking me a second, so I apologize. But insecticidal soap will be fine for you. If you're looking for like a long-term solution, you could use a systemic type product. Like I said, the systemic insect or the annual tree and shrub from Bonide. That would be like a drench where it would absorb into the plant and get it that way.
Okay.
Again, that insecticidal soap should work. It's usually about a 7 to 10 day turnaround time unless you have a heavy, heavy rain. So take a look at them. I think Tuesday or Wednesday we're supposed to get like some rain. So if it's really heavy downpour, then you'd have to spray again at that point.
Okay. All right. Thank
Sounds
you very
good.
Much.
Thanks, Bob. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Yep.
We'll take a break. We'll be back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic leaders in Congress are calling President Trump's latest pandemic-related executive orders weak. The president followed up on promises he'd made on Friday that with no progress in negotiations towards a new relief measure, he would sign such orders, and yesterday he did.
Through these four actions, my administration will provide immediate and vital relief to Americans struggling in this difficult time. And the beautiful thing about this difficult time is we're now coming back and setting records.
The orders extend federal unemployment benefits, and they suspend payroll taxes through the end of the calendar year. Trump says unemployed Americans will get $400 a week under the provision. Democrats wanted to keep them at $600. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Chief Chuck Schumer call them meager actions that show the president can't comprehend the urgency of the crisis. and this is USA Radio News. Rescue crews say they've recovered the bodies of seven Marines and the sailor who went missing on July 30th during a training mission off the coast of Southern California. The cousin of Corporal Cesar Villanueva says the family's trying to come to terms with the tragic news.
It's more of a relief, and it's not like, you know, we're wondering where he's at. We know now, like, for sure we have answers, and obviously it's not the answer that we wanted, but, you know, it's just, it's, you know, in a way it's comforting to know that we have those answers.
The Marines and sailor had been training off the coast of San Clemente Island when the amphibious assault vehicle started flooding. There will be no college football this fall in the Mid-American Conference. It became the first Division I league to rule out sports to open the school year. The conference voting unanimously for the postponement of all fall sports, the first football subdivision conference to announce that it won't play the sport this year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I just want to wrap up real quick what we were talking with Bob. I just wanted to look at the label to double check it. And one of the things on the label for insecticidal soap and for neem, it actually says for heavy insect populations, apply on a 7-day schedule. So I had said 7 to 10. I wanted to reiterate that it could actually be 7 since they are organic products. They're not going to, you know, hurt anything. Again, any of these be spraying at night when any insect that could be on it that is beneficial, you know, honeybees or bees, pollinators, that type of thing, will be back in their homes, if you will. So something to think about. But I just wanted to finish that up. I felt like I rushed it at the end. So, Bob, I apologize for that. And hopefully that can help you out a little bit more. Now, I do have a few calls on the line. So I want to get right back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in South Portland.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Great.
Good morning.
Good morning, Patrick. Listen, I got two issues.
Sure.
The biggest one is my squashes. I have lots of flowers, lots of bee activity, but no squashes. And the other thing is, and I know, I think your dad was into this, a certain time in the growing season, you end up clipping the top of tomato plants. Is that still your thinking?
All right. Well, let's start with the squash.
Yep.
So one thing about squash plants is they actually will produce 10 flowers for every squash that they'll produce. So there might be an abundance of flowers on there, but the idea is they're trying to get it as easy to pollinate, right? Sometimes you have to pollinate yourself. So what you can do is you're looking for the flower that has just a small type squash behind it. It might be very small, might be a quarter of an inch. Sometimes it'll be a little bit bigger. It's starting to develop just barely. It's got a, the stem behind the flower might be a little bit thicker than the other stems. So just take, you'll be able to tell when you look in there. So that's going to be your female flower. That's the one that's going to produce you the squash. Okay. So what you're going to need to do is take the male off of the stem and actually place that inside to the other flower and pollinate it yourself and just help the bees. With so many flowers, right, say it's an abundance of flowers, and I've seen it before where it's just like you're looking at it saying, I'm going to have so many squash, and there's like 40 flowers on there, and you're like, this is going to be the year, and then all of a sudden there's nothing. Well, and you think, well, the bees got this. I mean, look at all the flowers. But the fact of the matter is they don't. You're going to have to help them sometimes, and this might be the season. So you're going to have to pollinate yourself by taking the male flower, snipping it off, and then placing it into the female flower to pollinate it for the plant itself.
Okay.
Okay, so that would be one of the things to do. It's not, you know, the easiest thing to do, but it's, you know, you have 10 shots versus one. So if the first one doesn't, you know, if you can't figure it out, the second one will work on there. So while you're at it with the squash, what I also do suggest maybe taking some of the lower leaves out to thin out the area a little bit, just because of the humidity and the rain that. I believe I saw rain might be coming like midweek, just with the humidity and then rain. You don't want it to affect the plant long term with like a powdery type mildew, that type of thing. So that's what I would do to pollinate the plant.
Okay.
As far as the tomato, I mean, one of the things is once it starts to keep getting bigger, the plant is looking to just keep growing, keep growing, keep growing, right? That's the goal. They're putting the tomatoes out. Sometimes at the top, they almost want to just stop. And by pinching them back, you're going to actually produce more branching, which will inevitably produce more flowers. So I'd be fine with you pinching them at this point off the top, especially in areas where they're not producing fruit for you. So I would see no problem doing that.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, one other quick one, if I may. It may
sure.
not be quick, but...
Yeah, that's okay.
My wife got some strawberry plants from a neighbor. And
okay.
So she wanted me to try to put them in soil or pots or something and get them to grow. What would I need to help that to happen?
Now...
They were on a runner. She gave,
okay.
The woman gave her runner of all these, you know, strawberry
yep.
plants. And so I essentially said, okay, what am I going to do? Well, what I ended up doing is cutting them off and putting them into a pot and giving them some juice to maybe get them going. But I'm not excited about what happened. So what would you, if it even could happen, let's put it that way.
Well, so on some of those runners there, with the fresh cuts, you know, using like a rooting powder or something like that, is that what you used?
No, I didn't. That's why I'm asking, okay?
That's what I would do is put something along those lines of a rooting powder, anything that is going to be help, like a rooting hormone.
Okay.
Add to the plant. What it does is it helps... get that area just absorbing this powder to produce roots to
okay.
help push it into the system, so that way it will produce those roots, grab onto that soil, and then grow from there. So what I'd look at doing is, you know, you take a fresh cut on the bottom of the runner so that you can, you know, dip it into this rooting powder or rooting hormone. Sometimes there's like a liquid rooting powder, so it's, you know, depends on the one you get. But you dip that in there and then place it into the soil and let it sit in there. You know, I always, when I'm transplanting or doing cuttings like this, I always make sure the soil is watered first. It's absorbed the water versus watering after, because we're, You know, if you water sometimes and you have that runner that's pushed in there with the rooting hormone and it's powder, you might be washing it off from there. We want it to kind of stick around in the area that you're looking to do. And then, you know, wait on using any, like, liquid fertilizer or anything along those lines for a while until roots are absorbed. The liquid fertilizer, you might as well just be pouring it onto the ground because the plant, until it has roots, can't really absorb it. The fertilizer isn't a, you know, it's not a systemic where it absorbs through, like, the leaves or like that. It needs to get to that root system. So use that rooting powder as your first, like, fertilizer, if you will. It's not a fertilizer, but you get the idea.
Okay, yep, all right. It. I never thought of that at all. That's my bad boy. Okay, sure enough. Well, let's hope it rains.
Yeah, we'll hope for the next few days, and you know we were supposed to get that storm last week of tons of rain, but I know we didn't really get it. Some of New Hampshire got it, but I know you probably didn't get it either.
No. One quick observation.
Sure.
Is fall going to come early this year? Because my echinacea is going wild, and it doesn't go wild until September, and I'm seeing lots of early fall stuff happening already.
You know, that's it's interesting you said that because my wife and I were driving yesterday in the town of Westford, and we drove by a technology park, and I looked over, and they had burning bush everywhere, and the burning bush were already turning red. So that's, you know what, that's interesting thought, because I was looking at it last night, and I go, that's weird. You know, it's funny, I should be looking at the road I was driving, but the fact of the matter is I'm looking at the plants around the area. But I saw the burning bush were red, so that's interesting because, you know, you never know what's going to happen with this year. I mean, it probably already is fall, and we just don't know it. It's felt like this has been like a 30-year year, so... I'm going to actually, you know, I'm going to have to take a deeper look around and see, but I bet you're right. I mean, the good thing that will happen is maybe it won't be as hot for the extended period. Maybe the plants are just saying, all right, enough's enough. I got it. We get it. It's hot. It's summer. But I don't know. It's a good observation because I started seeing it yesterday as well.
Okay. Well, I'm going to keep because I know you have other folks on the line. It's great talking to you again, young man. You take good care and stay safe.
Thanks, Bob. You as well.
Thank you very much. Have a good one. Bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have another call on the line, so I want to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Gia is in New Hampshire.
Gia, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
Good morning. Listen, I have a beautiful Rose of Sharon tree.
Yep.
Not a bush, it's a tree. Beautiful.
Yep.
Now, it has two branches on the bottom hanging down, almost touching the ground. Can I cut those off after it stops blossoming, or should I wait till spring?
No, you definitely want to cut them off once it's done flowering.
Mm-hmm.
The best time to prune pretty much anything that's flowering is after it's done blooming, to allow it to just, it's going into that, like, part after it's done its thing and kind of, like, rest, saying, all right, I need to take a break, and that's going to help it to rejuvenate the plant. So I see no problem doing that.
Okay.
And you can do that as soon as the flowers are done, or you can do it in, you know, a week or two afterwards. At this point, you could even do it now.
Yeah, okay.
If it bugged you.
It doesn't bug me yet because it's so beautiful. I've never seen so many blossoms in my life.
Yeah,
gorgeous.
The Rose of Sharon love the heat, and so this has been a perfect year for them with all the heat and everything.
Right.
So it's definitely a perfect time for them.
Okay, Patrick, thank you very much.
No problem. And, you know, just make sure you get a nice fresh cut close to the bark. You can leave a little bit to it so you're not, you know, scraping anything from the trunk itself. But
right. Yeah, okay.
You know, you can take those off and, you know, once it's done flowering without an issue.
Okay. Take care. Best to your mother.
Thank you.
Best to your mother.
I will let her know. Thank you.
Okay. Bye, Patrick.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And I do have another call on the line, but I'm going to hang tight for a second, as I know we're going to be coming up on the break in about 30 seconds here. I don't want to bring somebody on and then just cut them right off. So we're going to hang tight for a second. As Bob was saying, take a look out there. Are you starting to see some signs of fall, like I started to see as well? It was interesting. Like I said, was driving yesterday, saw some burning bush that were almost fully red. So, I mean, I'm not surprised. Nothing surprises me this year. But it's just interesting to see that and how things are starting to push that way. I'll have to take a look at some of the trees in the area, see if they're starting to change. But we'll figure that out. Give us a call, 855-660-4261.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I know we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Carolyn's in Rhode Island.
Carolyn, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
I'm calling about my tomato plants.
Okay.
My tomatoes, exactly. First of all, my tomatoes, they turned red while they were still small. They didn't grow to a big size like they usually do. And the second thing is, in eating them, they taste very bitter. They don't have the good taste that they normally do. Did I forget to put something in the soil that I should have?
Well, did you buy them by seed, or did you buy like a started plant already?
Yes, I bought plants.
Okay. What variety were they supposed to be?
One was, some of them were Early Girl, and mm-hmm. The other one they were called Celebrity, so I don't know if it's another name or what.
Yeah, no, those are both supposed to be decent size. I'm wondering if it was maybe tagged wrong. I'm just trying to think, because usually for like a Celebrity and Early Girl, they will get, you know, a decent size. They're not going to stay small like cherry tomatoes. Is that the size, or is it?
Well, some are small and some are a little bigger. So
okay,
but the taste of them is kind of bitter. I've never had tomatoes taste like that.
Okay. Now, what did you use for, like, a fertilizer this season?
I used that one for the roots that you put in from Biospoma.
Okay. Have you done anything else other than that?
And I used something from Biospoma, also a tomato fertilizer.
Tomato Tone?
Yes.
Okay. Did these, like, dry out, or were they... Are they fine throughout the season?
Well, I watered them almost every day.
Okay. I'm just trying to...
We didn't get a lot of rain lately.
Yeah, I'm just trying to rule out some of, you know, the basic ones that it could be. But it's odd that they have no flavor.
Yeah.
You said they you said they have flavor, but they're almost like bitter.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. It's interesting. So the conditions, did it ever? I'm just trying to think what else it could be. Sometimes when they're not, if they're not absorbing the water, absorbing the fertilizer, they're not pushing into that size. They're getting. You're just tasting really like the seeds and everything along those lines. What's the biggest tomato you had? Is it more like a silver dollar, or is it bigger than that?
Well, no. A lot of them were tiny, like the regular tiny small tomatoes, but some of them were bigger. They weren't all the small size, but I noticed I got a lot of them that are tiny. And they turned red, you know? Usually
when
they're green, you know?
No, yeah, definitely. What I would almost kind of be looking at is, I think it has a combination to do with a little bit of the water. Maybe it has a little bit to do with, like, calcium in the soil.
Yeah.
Calcium does help, produce more for the tomato. They love the calcium that's in there. So maybe what I would take a look at is, maybe getting the soil tested for next season to see if there's something going on. Maybe it's a deficiency with the calcium, because that does help it. So that could be part of it.
Would I have a lot of acid in the soil causing that?
Well, acid might do some of that with a more acidic type soil. So maybe
I have acidic soil in my yard. I know that.
So what I'd also like to see you do then is to add, get a soil sample for where you're, the vegetable garden.
Yes.
To see, you can do that now or you can do it a little bit later, but get it done towards this season, in end of summer and beginning of fall, so you can be ready for next year. Because if you get it back early enough, maybe we can add some things to the soil.
Okay.
But I bet with a very acidic soil, tomatoes want more of a neutral type soil versus, very acidic.
Yeah.
So that could be part of it as well. And I bet you there's not enough calcium in the soil. As well. So another
thing.
Could
I have added more lime?
You can. And I think that would be something you could do at this point anyways.
Okay.
But I think that's part of it. If you want, I'm going to a break. You can hang tight. We can discuss a little bit more, or we can figure it out from there. But we'll be back in a moment here.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.